Good afternoon. Snow will develop this afternoon from southwest and northeast as a result of a cyclone emerging off the mid-Atlantic coast this afternoon and deepening tonight as it tracks northeastward south of Long Island. Thermal profiles will still look cold enough for all snow, though there will be borderline across portions of the mid-Hudson Valley. Some brief rain mixing in at the onset cannot be ruled out there. Snow accumulations have been lowered slightly. In general, we're looking at snowfall of 1 to 3 inches from around I-90 northward and 2 to 4 inches south. A winter weather advisory remains in effect from Ulster, Dutchess, Berkshire, and Litchfield counties from 1 p.m. through midnight. Steady snow should taper off to scattered light snow showers or flurries around or shortly after midnight as the upper low center tracks into western New England. The upper level low will be positioned across New England by Monday morning, and it's expected to slowly work its way eastward through the day, ending with the chance of isolated to widely scattered light snow showers by noontime. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, in the west, more energetic fronts and low pressure systems will push towards the Pacific Northwest into the first week of 2021. This is going to bring more heavy snowfall across the Cascades into the Intermountain West and northern Sierra Nevada while dumping heavy rainfall over the lower elevations. We can expect 1 to 2 feet of heavy snowfall across much of the Northwest Mountains, increasing to over 2 feet for parts of the northern Cascades. Meanwhile, up to a few inches of rain can be expected near the coast of the Pacific Northwest for the next couple of days. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes range from a high of 86 at Immokalee, Florida, as well as 86 at 2 miles to the north-northwest and 7 miles to the north-northeast of Miles City, Florida, and a low of negative 11 at Gunnison, Colorado. For those of you traveling across the northeast today in New York City, chance for rain showers with a high near 39. In Boston, cloudy with a chance for rain in the evening and a high near 39. And in Buffalo, a chance for some rain and snow as highs look to reach near 36. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The average high is 31, while the average low is 16. The record high of 61 was set back in 1913, while the record low of negative 14 was set back in 1970. Today's sunrise was at 7:26 a.m. The sun is set to set at 4:34 p.m. That's a total of 9 hours and 9 minutes of daylight. It's an additional 54 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We are looking at cloudy skies with the chance for snow to arrive right around mid-afternoon. Highs look to reach into the low 30s. And for the night tonight, those snow showers look to stay likely, and cloudy skies will stick around after as overnight lows drop down only into the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at rain showers likely mixed with snow and cloudy skies as highs reach near the mid to upper 30s, and for the night tonight, we will transition over to just snow showers as overnight lows drop down into the low 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at rain showers possibly mixed with snow as highs reach near the mid-30s. For the night tonight, we transition over to snow showers as overnight lows drop down below freezing. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at the chance for snow showers this afternoon and cloudy skies as highs reach near the low 30s. And for the night tonight, snow showers continue as overnight lows drop down into the mid-20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking at snow showers becoming very likely this afternoon after some cloudy skies to start off. Highs look to reach near the low 30s, and for the night tonight, we will transition to just snow showers, and they will stick around as overnight lows drop down into the low 30s and upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, we'll see the chance for snow showers to continue just early on in the day, then we'll see mostly cloudy skies as highs look to reach near the mid to upper 30s. And heading into Monday night, we will continue to stay mostly cloudy as overnight lows drop down into the upper 20s across the region. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.